Listening Library presents The World According to Humphrey by Betty G. Burney. Read for you by Hal Hollings.
Chapter 1. The Return of Mrs. Brisbane. Today was the worst day of my life. Miss Mack left room 26 of Longfellow School for good, and that's bad. Worse yet, Mrs. Brisbane came back. Until today, I didn't even know there was a Mrs. Brisbane. Lucky me. Now I want to know, what was Miss Mack thinking? She must have known that soon she'd be leaving without me, and that Mrs. Brisbane would be back to room 26, and I'd be stuck with her. I still love Ms. Mack more than any human or hamster on earth. But what was she thinking? You can learn a lot about yourself by taking care of another species, she told me on the way home the day she got me. You'll teach those kids a thing or two. That's what she was thinking. I don't think she was thinking very clearly. I'm never going to squeak to her again. Of course, I'll probably never see her again because she's gone, gone, gone. But if she comes back, I'm not even going to look at her. I know that last sentence doesn't make sense. It's hard to make sense when your heart is broken. On the other hand, until Miss Mack arrived, I was going nowhere down at Petorama. My days were spent sitting around looking at a bunch of furry things in cages just like mine. We were treated all right. Regular meals, clean cages, music piped in all day. Over the music, Carl, the store clerk, would answer the phone. Open 9 to 9, 7 days a week, corner of 5th and Alder, next to the Dairy Maid. Back then, I feared I'd never see 5th and Alder, much less the Dairy Maid.